This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Do you think that Kevin Stefanski will be the head coach for the Browns in 2026?
Ooh, that is a tough, I feel like it's rare this time of year, kind of be on the fence. I guess I would lean no if I had to pick one or the other. I do think that this game against the Bengals could impact that, honestly, for both coaches.
That is Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL insider, giving us his take on whether Kevin Stefanski will still be the head coach coming up, I was going to say on Monday, but really in 2026. And I will say, like, I fired him. You fired him. I do think Sunday matters. And if you said to me, I still don't know definitively. I think there are a lot of people talking with great impunity about this. I'm not sold on it. I'm not sold that he definitively will be fired.
Yeah, if we're trying to guess what the Browns will do. I don't know if anybody can speak on this the way that you're describing. It sounds insane to me. Like, 'cause it makes so much sense to me why he'd be fired, why we would have already fired him. But they don't operate the way that we operate. They've consistently shown us that.
And in fairness, and this is a feather in their cap, they don't operate the way they used to. I mean, it might you might not like the results, but they don't just do what you expect them to do every time. And that's not a bad thing, because it was all too predictable 7 years ago how exactly they were going to operate on any given December.
Yes, and then saying all that, though, I can't escape the idea out of my brain that this is all one big trial balloon with Mike McDaniel in that conversation, and it's just floated out there to see how receptive people are to it, to see if people would think that this is a step in the right direction, if it was perceived as a win, all these other type of things, because if you get rid of Stefanski, that is the type of guy that you're going to be going after.
So I agree. I don't think it's coincidence that any of the names that have been floated on any of these positions have been mentioned. I will tell you, I wouldn't agree with it, but it would impress me on some level if they didn't fire Stefanski or Barry.
Were you surprised that Ross was so adamant against Chris Greer and Telesco?
Yes.
I was surprised, too. I didn't see that coming.
I mean, Telesco did have a successful 10-year run in the Chargers, and I don't think you can really blame him for what happened with the Raiders, because that's what happens to everybody with the Raiders.
So the Greer thing I understand, though, right?
Yes.
The Greer thing, I'm like, all right, you didn't win a playoff. You had the job for a million years. You didn't win a playoff
game.
And
they tanked, and they didn't draft enough good football players.
Yeah,
that's enough.
Like, there is a lot there. And even on, like, the Telesco.
You chose Tua over Herbert. Yeah. So Herbert, where Tua was the fifth pick.
I'm trying to think in my head, fifth and sixth, and I always get it inverted on which one went where and how that worked.
That in and of itself is enough for me to pass on Chris Greer.
On that, though, the story, okay, but if we're going to be fair about it, on that, the story always went that Telesco actually wanted Tua over Herbert. and he had him rated as a higher quarterback on his deal. And then, like, obviously they ended up with Herbert.
Lucky bastard.
Basically, that is all that is.
Isn't that like half the NFL? Like, didn't the Brownsville's like 29 years old?
McDaniels is as close as you're going to get to, in this conversation, to what Stefanski is. And so because of that, I do feel like if in fact on Friday when they sit down, Stefanski's like, I could do better than here. You guys screwed me over. I can do better than here. I want to see what I can do elsewhere. Maybe there's a part of them that is drawn to then what McDaniel is because he offers up the same things. Now, one difference in this, and one thing that McDaniel, if we're talking about going on the open market.
Fun press conferences.
One thing that he had, well, definitely. I mean, he's just a wild card.
We'd make a lot of fun of Mike McDaniel, though.
Well, you know what it is? We discover a lot of things that I know going, because I just listen to all these stupid things, but I feel like not everyone is hip to, is the idea that his press conferences, he can't complete sentences.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just ums his way through the entire thing. Like, he doesn't speak coherently at all.
It's not where he wins.
Not in the slightest bit. But every now and then he'll make, like, a reference to a Tupac song so people think it's fun and cheeky. It's a weird sleight of hand that he's
got
there.
He's going to have to switch it to Wu-Tang here because
And he wears jorts and he vapes on the sidelines. What a wacky fellow. I mean, he is. He's a hipster. That's what he is.
He is.
But
there's no fight. There's really no pushing back on those allegations.
The one thing he's got that at least Stefanski doesn't in some of these conversations is the Shanahan tree.
No, I think that's fair.
People will always be drawn to the Shanahan tree. They'll always be drawn even to the slight little McVay connection he has in Washington and the time they spent together as well. But they're going to be drawn to the tree. And what has won out in recent years in the NFL is, are you a McVay disciple? Are you a Shanahan disciple? And if you're either or, you get the leg up in these convos.
And the offensive difference is, one, Mike has always been one of the guys pushing the use of motion in NFL to vomit-inducing level. Like, he uses it all the time. As a matter of fact, if you remember a couple years ago, not a lot of Shanahan acolytes get the best of Jim Schwartz.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He stymied the Browns defense. I can't remember if that was Woods' last year or Schwartz's first year, though, in memory. Just trying to think off the top of my head. And I also think what I really like that McDaniel does, that's an extension of the Shanahan tree. And again, I think it's a push. But just the thing that I would like different is I love how they use similar concepts, similar structures, and do multiple plays out of that, which between that and motion can really catch defenses off guard. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you really have to coach up to coach against McDaniel's offense. Even now, with as bad as they've been, they were still trying to do stuff with Tua. He was just so bad. He was so unplayable. It wasn't working.
Yeah.
I don't think we've seen that from Kevin for 3 or 4 years. And whether that's a quarterback's fault or whether it's, you know, Kevin just got beaten down by the job, which is another thing that's been kind of thrown out there by certain people. Whatever it is, McDaniel's lost. McDaniel has had some struggles there, but he never stopped creating. He never stopped doing the things that you like to see offensively. That is some level of a win that he has that Kevin doesn't.
No, definitely. There's a few different things that you got to like, but ultimately,
it does feel like the push of all pushes, though. I think that's the frustrating thing.
It just feels like if this is a trial balloon for how the reaction would go, it felt like everyone met it with a big meh today. But I also look at it and say, I don't know that you're doing or getting much better.
Now, would you like to be outraged by something real quickly? Sure. So Kevin Stefanski might be coaching for his job on Sunday. It might have already been decided. We'll find out. Right around Sunday or Monday here. That's where you're going to want to stick it tuned to 92.3 The Fan. And
You
Padiddler on the Roof. One of my favorite plays.
Yeah, a real classic.
Starring John Lovitz. It's great. He's very funny. But today the Browns put Wyatt Teller on IR. And it does feel like he's not going to play in the season finale. It does feel like there's a great potential that this is the last we've seen of Wyatt and Brown and Orange, given that he's going into free agency this offseason. And Kevin Stefanski spoke to that today.
For it to end with an injury for Wyatt, he rehabbed very hard to get back to play in that one, then re-aggravated that injury early in that game. So that was disappointing for him and for us. Obviously, you know, played through a lot of injuries before in the past as well, has played really good football for us. So, you know, but disappointed that it ended, you know, a week early.
So a lot of people saw this and said, well, we're disappointed in you for how you treated Wyatt. I'm more disappointed in Kevin when it comes to Wyatt, because I don't think Kevin was behind the benching of Wyatt Teller, but he didn't stop it. And I will say, like, that to me, it's one thing that, oh, the front office is pushing this stuff on me and I can only do so much. Yeah, okay, but when it comes to something like how you treat a almost 10-year veteran who's been the backbone of your offensive line, who's been one of the hearts of your locker room like this, I don't bash Kevin for saying this, because he did this. I bashed him because he didn't stop the front office from doing it.
Yeah, I didn't like how he phrased it. He made it a little bit more clear in the audio. I didn't like at the end, it just caused it disappointing. It's like when I feel like you have control over something, yeah, and to make that the claim just seemed a little off. I saw Carly's Instagram post or TikTok post yesterday, and that made it seem like that was almost, I mean, this is almost as good as done.
Yeah.
And so, like, there's a lot to this story that is going to sit in a very uneasy way for a lot of fans, as it rightfully should.
And I think that's why
you shouldn't treat people this way.
So, and I think that's my frustration with Andrew Berry sticking here. And that was another Fowler thing, that Andrew Berry's not operating like a GM that's going anywhere. So it seems like it'd be a surprise if Andrew Berry got fired this next week. I think my only problem. Okay. There's a lot of problems you can have because of the Deshaun stuff, because of roster construction.
Mm-hmm.
I think the number one, the only, for all the other stuff on some level I can forgive, because for every bad trade I have a Tyson Campbell. For every bad trade I have an Amari Cooper. You do have an incredible draft classes last year.
At least we have those now, by the way. For a while we didn't have those.
The idea that Andrew might have been behind how Wyatt was treated really does upset me. And honestly, that's not logic talking. That is emotion. That is fandom. But that, to me, is
some logic built in there.
As fireable as anything else.
But there is some logic built in there, because anyone with a brain could sit back and say, why are you rotating with Tevin Jenkins? Like, this doesn't make sense, especially when Tevin Jenkins is not going to be on the team next year, more likely than not as well. Maybe you give him a deal, but you don't have to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card. They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.